Steele, My Sunshine. That's Len at 95.9 Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a Monday with the good guys. Got the fair tonight, so if you want to come out to the Winfield Fairgrounds, Cali County Fair, you can do that. And Brett C. and I have just, we've been fairing it up. The whole gang has been doing that. But we're going to transition right now and talk a little bit about an informational, or transformational leadership session that's coming up. If you want to learn about leadership and being a great leader, you can do that. And the folks leading the way, or one of the folks leading the way, is Lewis Greer. We have him on the phone. Lewis, are you there, sir? Hello.
I am here. Good morning.
I see that you used to be like a professional tennis instructor. That's what that says on here?
It's one of the many careers that I've had, yes. But I was in the tennis world and athletic club world for 15 years or so.
I was a terrible tennis player. I was always just trying to make it so that I didn't have to run very far.
That's a great goal, I'm telling you. I love that.
I was like, I just want to get it past this guy. That way I don't have to go running anywhere. If I can do that, then I...
That's what happens to the best. You play against the best players. My first job as a tennis pro many, many years ago in Quincy, Illinois. I played against one of the owners of the club, who was a medical doctor, who was in his late 70s at the time, and I was somewhere under 30. And
right.
I was a pretty good tennis player, and I noticed after a couple of games that I was running everywhere. And he was just kind of standing still on the court. It was so much better at just controlling the shots. So he would be your role model. That guy right there would be your...
Absolutely. Yeah, standing in one place while the other guy runs around, that's my idea of a good time. Absolutely.
I love it, Shane.
You talked that, too, that you've had a varied career. Tell us a little bit about that and your experience as you've built yourself and talked about this leadership. What's led you to that?
That's an interesting question. What leads anybody to leadership? And it's one that I've pondered quite a bit. As I look back over my life, I've actually been in leadership in many, many different contexts. And it kind of is natural for me. It isn't natural for everyone, and it's not natural for even me all the time. But in general, I'm kind of willing to stand up and take the lead. And it started probably in high school when I was on the student council, and I did this and I did that, and I've had various leadership roles throughout the careers of my life. And I've also been in many followership roles where I've had actual jobs from high tech to retail. From when I was in high school, I was clerk at a Sears Roebuck catalog store. That was a long time
ago. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a while back, for sure.
Yeah, small towns used to have those, and I grew up in a small town. The other part of that is, in fact, growing up in a small town, sometimes maybe the competition for leadership isn't as great, and maybe that allowed me to get into some leadership roles. But I've always enjoyed leadership. I've always enjoyed taking the risk. I've always enjoyed trying to help set a direction, and I've always had a pretty good vision for the future, the possibilities for the future, I guess I should say, and not predicting the future, but saying we could do this, and if we did this, wouldn't that be fun? And if we went here, wouldn't that be good? And wouldn't it help a lot of people, and wouldn't it do this and that? So I've always had that kind of calling, I guess you could call it.
Sure.
And it's been really a joy. So kind of in many, many different contexts, as I say, I have found myself in a leadership role. And I have both benefited from that and suffered because of it. But I've always enjoyed it and always returned to it. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess it was, my friend Mark Nelson, who works with me at Do Good You, asked me to help him with a program that he had created and had been running for several years with great success. where he was teaching leadership to student athletes at Grand Canyon University.
Okay.
He's the assistant director of the club sports program with more than 20,000, more than 2,000 students in club sports at Grand Canyon University. And they have so many students participating in this that they couldn't hire enough adult leaders, coaches, and so on and so forth. So many of the teams, the students coach and captain their own teams. He said, well, they need some help with that wisely. And so he created this leadership program. I came along, and for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been helping teach that as well. And it's really been a joy. And so Mark and I have kind of teamed up to do these leadership conferences and take what we know and what we've taught about leadership to businesses, to schools, and various and sundry places. This is now, we're taking it to the conference mode where people can come and stay for a day and learn things about leadership that they probably haven't thought about before.
We're talking with Lewis Greer, and he will be here for the Transformational Leadership. This is happening for adults and also for high school and college students. This will be August 14th and 15th. It'll be at the Burford Theater in Arc City, and gives you a chance to know more about making a difference in your community, stepping up and being a leader, your company, your home and family, how to do that in various avenues. Do you find, Lewis, that it is kind of, there are similar things that you have to do with your family, in your business, in sports? Are there common things you have to do to be a great leader at all those levels?
There are always people in leadership in all of those venues. And one of the things that we say all the time is that leadership always happens in context. You might be a great leader on the battlefield and not necessarily a great leader in a church, for instance. Or you might be a great leader in a church and not so good on the battlefield.
Sure.
It happens in context all the time. What you realize, though, of course, every context has someone in leadership. Now, that leadership role can be shared. It can be a leadership team. It can be different kinds of places. There are a lot of things that have to be taken into consideration. But someone is going to be in the leadership role in a family and in a church and in school and in a business and even on a committee. It doesn't have to be some gigantic thing. You don't have to be the CEO of General Motors or something like that. You can be the chairman of a committee that is discussing what are we going to do about this in our community. And the role of leadership is really one of seeing a vision and then sharing that vision in a way that other people also see the vision, and then everyone kind of working together toward the fulfillment of that vision. And so leadership is needed in every venue, in every context, in virtually in our lives. And it's really a lot of the skills spill over from one venue, from one context to the other. But leadership happens in context, and as I said, you need a different kind of leadership if you're on the battlefield than you are in your family. Although, I will say, Shane, I have seen a couple of families that are kind of like battlefields.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to know, as we start to wrap up, talk a little bit about what you want folks to get and what Do Good You's mission is, and what do you want them to take away from any event that you do when you're talking about leadership. What do you want to folks to walk away from it with?
I really want people to come away with the idea that we can always choose to do good. And that happens really in leadership, it happens in followership as well. But leaders really have the opportunity to make a big impact on the world. I go around to companies and I ask CEOs and other people who are in charge of this and that and the other, do you think there's enough good in the world? And most people say no. In fact, so far everyone has said no. And then my follow-up question kind of is, what are we doing about that? And how can we help you do better with that? How can we help you bring more good into the world? And leaders really have the opportunity to do that, because leaders can choose good, can choose a vision that's good. And I'm talking about good versus evil, not good versus good, better, best.
Sure.
Not. So the idea is, can we help people understand that in their role as a leader, they can see a vision, create a vision, create a mission that brings more good into the world, and they can propagate that vision, build that vision by choosing to do good in their leadership and in their company, in their school, in their family. And really, it's kind of the basis of life, if we can really see it that way, is to always choose the good.
Very good. Lewis, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it, and it'll be good to see you when you arrive here in Arc City.
I'm looking forward to it, Shane. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Feel free to call anytime.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You do the one, Shane. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's Lewis Greer right there. He's going to talk to you about leadership styles at Transformational Leadership, and that is put on by Do Good You, and it's August 14th and 15th in Arc City. So on the first day, it's for adults. You can come out for that. And then on the second day, it is for high school and college students. They're going to talk to you about leadership and talk to, and there's a full slate of speakers, and you're going to want to come out for that. Coming up August 14th and 15th at the Burford right here in Arc City. And that was Lewis Greer right there. Had some interesting things to say. We'll be back. Weather and music on the way, Bob FM.
Another country great comes to Newkirk in Seven Clans First Council Casino.